This is Jim O'Donnell with Search Manufacturing ERP and Search SAP, and I'm here with Vanessa Giacomin, who is a partner at Panorama Consulting, and we were at the ERP bootcamp. And Vanessa has expertise in ERP for governments and municipalities, and we were just going to talk a little bit about that. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what we were saying with municipalities and how they can evaluate ERP systems.
So yes, we were discussing how a lot of the state governments, the municipalities, cities, their major challenge is really not so much on how to lower the cost to operate, but it's much more on how do I increase the benefit to my citizens? How do I interact with them? How do I illustrate or show them the value for their tax dollars? It's a lot of governments, that's their biggest challenge right now is, you know, the citizens' tree is almost like uprising, and some of them are even getting rid of their politicians because they don't feel they're getting the value out of their tax money. So a lot of the things that we look at is how do we help government transform so that they can provide that better service, and it's a lot through automation, being able to have the right ERP to become more effective and more visible, be able to add that value to the citizens. We were talking about DMV, eliminating lines, enabling citizens to be able to register their automobiles, taking pictures of potholes, things like that. And we're hearing more and more about e-government, e-citizen, and just becoming an e-city or an electronic, I would say, government to be able to interact.
Now, I know you evaluate a lot of different vendors, and are there any in particular that are, focusing more on municipalities, or, if a municipality is, looking to implement an ERP, who are they looking at, and maybe why for some of these systems?
Yeah, we're looking, a lot of the times we end up doing a best of breeds approach just because of the complexities now of running government and being able to integrate. Usually big states will pick big softwares like SAP, but then the smaller agencies or little, especially municipalities, the municipality ERP go-to is Tyler Technologies. And, they've really taken the Microsoft platform and been able to really tailor it to how municipalities work, and they're very successful at it. The price point is usually perfect, and they really do work well with the municipalities. They understand them very well. Mm-hmm. The problems that sometimes we see, since we are independent, is being able to work culturally with the people, and change management is usually the number one problem in an implementation. You're probably going to hear Eric talking about that over and over, saying, same problem as in private sector. You can have the most beautiful system, but A, if you don't have your requirements gathered correctly and your assets processes mapped out correctly, you're going to end up implementing a system wrong. And on top of that, if you don't have user buy-in, once you go live, everybody's going to be like, I'm not using this thing. And they're going to try to wire around it, and your efficiency is going to go down and rather go up. So change management does become a major, I would say, component of an ERP implementation, especially in private sector.
Now, are there differences between how maybe a private sector organization might approach this versus a municipality in starting to measure it, or just in the beginning process of implementation? Are there differences in approach?
Yeah, there are key differences in approach. With private sector, it's all about improving the bottom line. What's going to be the ROI here? If I'm going to spend $5 million on this ERP or $10 million, when am I going to get those cost savings back, and how am I going to be able to increase sales or get the company to grow? So we're constantly measuring return on investment when we evaluate a system in private sector. In public sector, that becomes a lot less important. You are going to have some tangible savings on automation, But in public sector, it's very unlikely that you're going to have or experience a lot of labor cost savings because you cannot get rid of the public sector employee. You can redeploy them in a different capacity and have them be in a different function. So when you're doing the whole process mapping, what becomes very important outside of the system requirements is being able to know if this person was doing ABC in the old system, what are they going to be doing in the new system? They're going to be doing XYZ in a different department. So you really have to work closely with HR to be able to create the right workforce transition plan to be able to transition the entire workforce from what they were doing before to what they're going to be doing. And that becomes a huge communication challenge for the organization or the government. And a lot of people really, this happens in manufacturing where you have people that have been there for 30 years. Mm-hmm. The thing that you hear over and over is everything's fine. Why do we need to change? Why do we need to do things different? We're doing fine just the way we are. Right. So you get the same kind of resistance that you do in certain other sectors and like manufacturing and so forth with 30-year employees. But yeah, in public sector, it's even a bigger challenge to put an ERP system. Like I was saying before, 78% of the implementations fail. They're either out of budget, completely just does not fit, you know, at all. The system just, it won't quote unquote work. And a lot of the issues is the whole process and people.
So that's, you would say that's more of a process problem than a technology problem.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So if, you know, a municipality, a city, or a state government wants to embark on an ERP project, where would you say is a good place to start? What would you advise them as, you know, someone coming into this, either they want to replace something that's, you know, not ERP, but or they want to start fresh? What would you say the first?
Most of the governments come to us and municipalities to do what's called ERP assessments, to really see if the current technology that they have, can they just keep that and re-implement it, or you know, fix the business processes or customize it or whatever, or is it better to rip and replace, right? And so they have us do an ERP assessment. Once we determine kind of what that looks like, we help them develop an RFP. Usually what government does and gets it wrong is they put it out an RFP for vendors to respond to the RFP. But the RFPs are poorly written, the requirements are not well defined, and they believe that they should rip and replace. I would tell you that most often than not, they don't need to rip and replace. They have a perfectly good system. We just need to, you know, help them configure it the right way with their business and align the organization with the system.
Great. All right. Well, I think that's great, Vanessa. Thank you very much for your time.